topmost for his highest. October the 3rd. The sphere of ministration. Jesus said, "This kind can come forth by nothing but prayer and fasting." Mark 9:29. Why could we not cast him out? The answer lies in a personal relationship to Jesus Christ. This kind can come forth by nothing but by concentration and redoubled concentration upon him. We can only remain powerless, as were the disciples, by trying to do God's work, not in concentration on his power, but by our ideas drawn from our own temperament. We slander God by our very eagerness to work for him without knowing him. You are brought face to face with a difficult case, and nothing happens externally, and yet you know that emancipation will be given because you are concentrated on Jesus Christ. This is your line of service, to see that there is nothing between Jesus and yourself. Is there? If there is, you must get through it, not by ignoring it in irritation or by mounting up, but by facing it and getting through it into the presence of Jesus Christ. Then that very thing and all you have been through in connection with it will glorify Jesus Christ in a way you will never know till you have seen him face to face. We must be able to mount up with wings as eagles, but we must also know how to come down. The power of the saint lies in the coming down and the living down. "I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me," said Paul, and the things he referred to were mostly humiliating things. It is in our power to refuse to be humiliated and say, "No, thank you, I much prefer to be up on the mountaintop with God." Can I face things as they actually are in the light of the reality of Jesus Christ? Or do things as they are efface altogether my faith in him and put me into a panic?